You ain't seen a big smile out there. You know what? There's not that much kids here. But you know what? You're here. Isn't that a good thing? Yeah. So I'm sure we have kids that are on vacation and traveling with family and just all kinds of things because school's out and, you know, families are getting together for Christmas and all. But your church family's here. And so, you know, we're gathered here, and so is Jesus among us. That's a good thing, right? Yeah, it is a good thing. I've got a question for you. Did you get anything warm for Christmas? Did you? Pretty much? Oh, did you get anything warm? Did you get anything warm? Oh, I'm so glad to share that. Yeah. Did you get anything you needed? You got a toothbrush. You know what? For years and years and years, our kids have got toothbrushes, they've got socks, they've got underwear, and they've got pajamas. Every year. You know why they get those things? Because they need them. Yeah, you know, they need them. You know, it's still Christmas, by the way. Did you think Christmas was over? No. How many days is Christmas? One? Oh, no. Two? There's two in it. More? How many days should be Christmas lights? Five? We're getting closer. Have you ever heard a song called The 12 Days of Christmas? Well, yeah, 12 days of Christmas. Can you imagine getting a gift 12 days in a row? You could. You know, maybe we should start a tradition, huh? Yeah, well, we just might do that. You never know. But you do get a gift 12 days in a row Christmas time. In fact, you get a gift every single day. You get a Christmas gift. Because the gift at Christmas is Jesus. Jesus was given to us by God as a Christmas gift for all of us. And we celebrate that in the church for 12 days. So, even though you think that Christmas is over, and we're done giving presents back and forth, unless there's somebody you haven't seen and you still have a gift, we're done with that kind of stuff. But God's not done giving this gift to us. He's not done giving this gift to us by a long shot. He continues to give us His Son, Jesus Christ. He continues to give us His love, His forgiveness, and promise that we will live with Him forever and ever. He gives us that gift every single day. Okay? And so, at Christmas time, we acknowledge that in very real ways. We still have Christmas trees up front, right? Do you still have Christmas trees at your house? Is your Christmas tree still up? Yeah? So, who's got lights on? You got lights on your house? No? Check with Mom, check with Dad, make sure. Do you don't have lights at your house on the outside? No? No? A lot of people do. And a lot of people leave those on for the whole 12 days of Christmas. So when you're going by at night and you see people's Christmas lights on, and it's still, you know, the first week of January or so, don't think to yourself they forgot to take their lights down. What I want you to think about is they're still celebrating Christmas because the season of Christmas lasts a whole 12 days. Okay? And God's people enjoy that for the whole 12 days. And we show it to the world in real ways. Okay? Just like God shows His love to us in real ways. So what I want you to do for the rest of this week is I want you to keep celebrating Christmas all the way until Friday. Okay? Friday is actually the last day of Christmas. Right. And then we get a whole other season coming. Okay? But I want you to celebrate Christmas all day. Can you do that for me? Let's pray and ask. Let's ask God to help you. Okay? And Holy God, we do pray that You would help us celebrate the gift of Your Son at Christmas. Help us celebrate the season of Christmas all the way through the end of the week that the world might know Christmas isn't over. And help us celebrate and give thanks for the gift of Your Son that comes to us every single day. We pray this in Your